twist the lid of the candy jar, tea for two. When the kettle boils, wait for me, where the witches toil. Kisses on the nose, the aphid and the rose. Oh, the joys we live for. The apples on the ground, too soft to kick around. Oh, the joys we live for.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Oh, I think you're... Hey.
Hey, y'all.
There it is.
Welcome to ADP Radio once again. This is Emmeline.
And Theo.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Never mind. I was spinning around in my chair. I got confused. In Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. First of all, getting our show started, we have a little treat for you.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
What's the treat?
A Cowboy Bebop song.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought you had some sort of surprise for me.
No. Just a special little anime intro jazzy tune.
Should we play it then?
Yeah, let's all jam.
Right. All right. Make sure my sound is on this time. Oh. Sorry, guys. Where's the aux? Oh, this is so awkward. She changed the profile, and I need to put it in the 4-mic and aux. Sorry, guys.
Never mind. Okay, well, you figure that out. I have something very important to tell everyone that I'm going to share more about later. So last night, I watched this film called Llamageddon, and it was a zero-budget film, but they somehow had a llama. Oh.
I think we're good.
Oh, amazing.
Is that all the intro you're going to give about it? Just llamas?
Yeah, I have much to tell about it.
Okay.
Later.
All right, sounds good. All right, here we go. Wait, I gotta make sure which aux it is. I'm so sorry, it's one of those days. Okay. I was so scared. It's just that it's low.
It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam. We'll be right back.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? On America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Sun shower, just a sign of the power of loving you.
We're back.
Hey.
I didn't mess it up this time.
What songs did we...
Okay, so in order, we listened to Tank by Seatbelts, Life is Simple in the Moonlight by The Strokes, Life on Mars, question mark, by David Bowie, So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Sunshower by Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band, and Other People by Beach House. Actually, I put on the David Bowie song because I'm in an ensemble and we're going to play it.
So, really?
Yeah,
can
you should
I listen
come see
to it?
The ensemble? Yeah, you can come.
When
Tough
is
students
it?
Can come. I don't. I'll let you know when the date is. I don't remember, but I think it's in early December. So.
Okay, I'll be there. I need to hear that song again.
Yeah, Bailey and I will be performing. I don't have a big part in that performance because it's very, like, you know, like a chill song. Not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Percussion-wise. So I'll probably be doing something super simple.
Theo's a very epic drummer.
I haven't played in a long time because I've been meaning to, like, set the... I have, like, an electronic drum set, but I have no room in my room to set it up. Like, I live in a shoebox.
You can put it on your bed.
Yeah, right.
That would kind of...
sleep on it.
That would kind of be punk, though.
Very metal of me. Yeah, I need to get into playing again. Also, like, at Tufts, you have to, like, rent out drum practice rooms. Like, you have to, like, call or, like, go to the office and be like, I need to rent the room from this time. And it's, like, a pain in your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, never... I've done, like, a lot in the past, but it's hard to, like, schedule that, you know?
Yeah.
When we have schedules like the ones we do.
Yeah, I used to do that with my guitar, but I was bad at it then. And now I literally forgot how to play it.
You would schedule practice room time?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
I
really?
Wouldn't be responsible for it, but...
You went in one of the locked rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He goofed
I didn't
off.
Know that.
Yeah. Freshman year, first semester. And then yeah. I got self-conscious. Probably rightfully so. It's a good thing I stopped.
It's hard to hear people in those rooms, though. They're pretty well soundproofed unless you're playing drums.
Yeah.
I find.
Yeah. That's why, like, I only played in the rooms because I'm like, no one else can hear me.
Yeah.
And then I had enough of that as well.
You can always get back into it.
That's what I'm telling myself. It's sitting there. It's a beautiful decoration. And one day, I'll make music. Eventually. I'll play Wonderwall for you.
Oh, please. Maybe you could play it live on our radio show.
Oh, my gosh. Call in if you want that. Call in to make it stop. I went to a show. It was a BU Shakespeare thing. It was like the...
Oh, yeah.
They did Midsummer Night's Dream. Is that what it's called? Or just
yeah.
Midsummer?
Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that, and in the middle of it, they were kind of doing like a... They called it the yesification of Midsummer's Night,
what is
Night Dream. I don't know. They just like made it gay.
Oh, nice.
Which was really fun, but in the middle, one of the characters was playing Wonderwall to the fairies.
Oh, my God.
And
that's funny.
It was kind of...
Yesification. That's weird.
I don't know if they use that word in the brochure or what, but just kind of like, they're just doing a play on like queerifying the the play.
I thought that play already had like some homoerotic things in it, but I also Maybe. Read it like literally in middle school, and was there a part where somebody's like a donkey?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only thing I remember is that there are fairies and a guy's a donkey.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, there was that, and then they had like a play at the end, and everyone's in love with each other, but they got confused of who like they're putting the love spells on.
Yes. Yes, it's like love spells, love triangle sort of thing, donkey triangle, fairy triangle, all the good stuff, you know?
It was kind of fun, though. So I saw that over the weekend. I also saw, as I mentioned earlier, you don't know of this movie. I didn't share any more details with Theo, but I saw this movie called Llamageddon.
Get in?
Llamageddon. Like Armageddon, but Llamageddon.
Okay.
And it's like an apocalyptic movie where a llama lands from outer space and he kills everyone in this college party one by one. And it's so silly because it's so bad because they have like, it's a no budget film.
Is it animated?
Parts of it are like randomly, but it's like live action. I don't think anyone in the movie has ever acted before. And it's the funniest thing ever. There's this one guy, and I was looking up trivia for the movie. He changes shirts 23 times. But just, like, in the middle of a scene. Like, he'll be getting chased by a llama in, like, a Ninja Turtle shirt, and then he turns around and he's wearing a Star Trek shirt. And you're like, what happened?
Is this, like, a parody movie, or, like...
I think that they were just, like, so low budget that they just rolled with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also 69 minutes long, if that tells you anything. I think they did that on purpose.
Where did you watch this?
It's on Amazon Video.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to check that out.
It's kind of really, really fun. So if you're looking for something goofy to do this weekend, with a short little movie, watch Llamageddon. It's like really bad, but it's really, really fun.
Nice.
It like spits on people too.
Is the llama is not animated though?
He is in the beginning, but he isn't animated. But I don't think they had, like, a trainer for the llama either. So they have just these, like, random shots of it, like, wandering around. And you can tell they have to, like, extrapolate a lot of things. Like, they couldn't get that llama to go where they wanted.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just, like, cutting at strategic spots. And there are also iMovie transitions in it.
Stop.
Like, it looks like a PowerPoint sliding animation when it transfers scenes.
Did it have a lot of reviews?
It did. Overall, it had 4 stars.
Wow. Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes?
I did not.
Should I look it up?
That would be llama, fantastic.
Llama. How do I spell this? Llama.
Llama and then G-E. Apparently, before it was released on a streaming service, they were charging $1 million to rent it and $1,000,099 to buy it.
There's no Rotten Tomatoes page for this. But it does have a 4 out of 10 on IMDb.
You know, that's not surprising. The audience score, though, was pretty good. It's one of those things that you can't look away from. Like, from the moment you start it, you're like, what is this? And then you end it, and you're like, I don't think I could have endured a minute more of that, but I'm glad that I saw it.
This is interesting. There's an interview, the director, who said the budget was just under $3,000, which I received as a grant from a professor at my university.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder amazing. What the professor felt about this.
They're like, there goes my money. It was my hard-earned cash being a tenured professor.
Some of the moments, you're like, I didn't realize that it could be that bad, honestly. Like, I don't know where they found these people. And they're also, like, supposed to be college kids. Some of them look like 35.
Oh, I watched, actually, the other night, 21 Jump Street, which I had never seen before. Speaking of 35-year-old college students.
Oh, I haven't seen that one either.
It's so funny. Channing Tatum, isn't it? Right?
Ooh.
Yeah, the hot guy. Channing Tatum.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really funny. There were a lot of, like, known actors in it, like Ice Cube's in it.
Now I have to see it.
It's really funny. Wildly inappropriate for air, but super funny. Definitely recommend. Maybe we'll do a movie trade.
Okay.
I'll watch Llamageddon.
I'll watch 21 Jump Street.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
May have to do that this evening.
Yeah.
I also watched Llamageddon with a date, which was an interesting choice.
A date I know, or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she didn't know if you're exploring other options.
No. That's all I'll elaborate on. But it was kind of a fun little moment.
Yeah, very nice, very romantic for sure.
Yeah.
What's more romantic than seeing a llama spit on people?
Yeah.
And kill people.
And like the llama landed from outer space. I'm like sneaking my arm around, like
Isn't this so romantic?
Just whole, me like, being yawn. All sly. No, the beginning of it looks like a My Little Pony fan animation, though, so wow. Get ready.
I am ready. Can't wait to stream. Was it free?
Yeah, yeah.
I would hope it's free, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay a dollar for it, but I really, really enjoyed it.
You're telling me you don't want to support local artists?
No, wow, he had $3,000.
It's a lot of money for a llama. I wonder how much it costs to, like, rent the llama.
I don't know. I don't think they had it for, like, more than a couple days, though.
It's like $2,500 just to rent the llama.
There are, like, long spans in the movie where the llama doesn't even show up. And then you, like, remember that it's there and it's a threat, and they animate these, like, giant red eyes on it.
Mm.
And it has, like, laser beams that come out of his eyes. But, like, whenever it, like, gets something, instead of, like, lighting them on fire and, like, seeing the person, like, disintegrate or whatever, they just, like, do a big explosion. Like, Michael Bay explosions. Yeah. But it looks like those videos where, you know, the editing apps where, like, the planes come
I
in
knew
and everything.
That was the first thing I thought of when you said the Michael Bay explosion. I knew.
Yep.
My brother and I used to love making videos out of that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it looks like. And yeah. It's magnificent.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Of course. I think you have plenty of content for your haiku later.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot I have to write a haiku. I'm going to write it in the bathroom.
Oh, have fun in there.
Thanks, I will.
Do we have more music for our lovely listeners that
no.
probably abandoned us in
There's
that
no
conversation?
More music. The rest of the show is just 24 minutes of dead air. I hope you enjoy.
We spit on the microphone and pretend we're llamas.
Okay, here comes the music now. This one's for my mom.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place. Oh,
Of our lives when we fed. slang when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like Godspeed, all the beggars are done, and they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. And if you turn to me like blink, I'd dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
You can always say who's driving now.
Hello.
Hello again. We have a little PSA moment for you over here. This one is a texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It can be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
That's a good PSA.
I agree.
Feel like I've had to have that conversation multiple times in my life to be like, please stop doing that.
Me
You're
going to
kill us. Always,
me too.
Always uncomfortable, but definitely very important for sure.
I agree. I honestly, though, I've done that, and the people texting like fight me on it. I'm
yeah.
like, I'm simply never getting in a vehicle with you.
Yeah, right.
Dumb dumb.
Like, well, we're running short on our time, so I think I'll read Emmeline and the fans my 2-minute haiku that I wrote.
Super we'll excited.
See, we'll see if you have a scale in mind.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Llama spits on me. Feels so good in my dry soul. Spit on me, llama.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the scale will be like 0 is... Ooh. Texting and driving. That's a 0.
Mm.
10 is Llamageddon.
Mm.
It's a Llamageddon.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally made the 10.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
I like that one a lot.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of poetic of
you. That
was
like the shortest one I took time to write. So what does that say?
I don't know. I think you should make a song about it. Not now,
though.
Bust
out your guitar.
It goes to like the same chords as Wonderwall. And it's just that. Just spit on
me,
llama.
Same exact melody. It's just a parody of Wonderwall.
It's just like we repeat the same thing over and over again. It'll be a hit, like Mr. Brightside. Just say the same thing. People will, like, be born and already know the song.
Have you ever heard of the band The Killers?
Yeah. Have you heard Mr. Brightside?
Never. Don't know that one.
Grace still makes fun of me for that.
As she should. You deserve a little teasing once in a while.
She didn't understand why I said that, though. She confused me. Anyway.
And a trauma to unpack at another time.
Yeah. I'm upset by that. You're listening to WMFO. I keep blending the letters together. There are too many acronyms here at Tufts University. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, ADP Radio. We are here every Monday at noon.
Mm.
This is Emmeline.
This is Theo.
We have like one more song for you, and then we're signing off.
All right. Enjoy your shortened weekend.
Have fun.
Have fun with it.
Got some Skittles and some Crown Royal. I know we ended things a week ago. Baby, violin to me slow. Who don't keep your love on me? No. Liberation, also cavalier. Ooh, baby, take me far away from here. Baby, you know I'm sincere. Who don't keep your love on me? No, no, love on me.
original sin. Thought you were smarter, had it all figured out. Guilty in plain sight. You could rile them up